This episode of the Consulting Pipeline Podcast is brought to you by Specialization School. I'm going to tell you a little more about that a little later in this episode. In the summer between my junior and senior year of high school, I went on a trip to the Soviet Union. If I'm remembering correctly, that would have been the summer of 1991. While waiting a very long time for an airplane at an airport in Moscow, two interesting things happened. The group I was with was standing outside, sort of outside the airport terminal, because it was less crowded and less uncomfortable than being inside the airport. The side of the building facing us had these large plate glass windows that sloped outward. So as they went up, they sloped outward. And I wish I could show you a picture. I actually looked online. Not that I could show you a picture in a podcast, but I looked online and I just couldn't find a picture of this. I think the Moscow airport has probably changed a bit since 1991. While we were standing there with no warning whatsoever, one of the windows, which I'm going to guess is about 6 feet wide by about 10 feet tall, just fell out of its frame and smashed to pieces all over a woman who was sitting underneath it. She was cut up a bit, but I think she lived. Then a little later, I saw Mikhail Gorbachev. Of course, he was surrounded by a group of large people. I'm pretty sure my parents still have the photo I snapped using our Kodak disc camera. Well, I guess that's life sometimes. You happen to bump into the leader of one of the most historically, at least in my lifetime, feared and hated nations in recent memory on the same day that a giant piece of glass almost kills somebody right next to where you're standing. I would like to help your business avoid having major pieces of it come crashing to the ground. And I'd like your business to last at least as long as the Soviet Union did, maybe longer. That's why I created Specialization School. It's a new offering I'm spinning up. And it's definitely not right for everybody. First of all, specialization itself is not right for everybody. But for those who are interested in specialization, I think there's going to be some folks who are wanting that to be a gradual, slow process, which is fine. Although you are leaving money on the table if you make it take longer than it needs to. And then there's people who specialization school is really ideal for. People who would like to see that process of moving from wanting to specialize but not really having a clear idea of how to do it to having a clear idea of how to do it. And that idea is as validated and there's as much evidence that tells you it would be a good idea as is humanly possible. Make no mistake, when you decide to specialize in some way, there's always an element of risk because that's life, that's business. But if you would like to reduce the risk by doing as much, you know, collecting of evidence and validation as possible, and you would like to do it in a very short time frame, and very short, by the way, is not like 2 days, it's three months in the case of specialization school. So if that's you, then I think specialization school is something that you should check out because it takes everything I've learned over the last several years of working with many, many people on this issue of how to specialize in a way that is relatively low risk and in alignment with the marketplace's needs and their interests as a software developer. It takes everything I've learned about that process and puts it into a very highly structured, very sort of rigorous process that we'll go through together in 3 months, me and a group of up to 5 people, which might include you. And at the end of that 3 months, you will have confidence and clarity about how you could specialize in a way that will benefit your business. So if that's of interest to you, head over to specializationschool.com. I've got a description of the program there. And please do apply if you're at all interested. When I say apply, I mean, you're going to click a button, fill out a super simple form, And then I'm going to get back to you to schedule a phone call so we can talk about it more one-on-one to make sure it's a good fit for you. So again, that's specializationschool.com. It's really ideal for someone who is ready to do some of the work of specialization, but then have me do the hard, unrewarding, not fun parts, like the market research and so forth. So again, if that's of interest to you, head over to specializationschool.com.